Tate Chronicles now transmitting.
Welcome to the Tate Chronicles on Healthcare Now Radio. And now, here's your host, Jim Tate.
Good day, citizens of the free world. From border to border, coast to coast, and to all that ships at sea, I bring you a warm welcome. This is your correspondent, Jim Tate, and thank you for tuning in to the Tate Chronicles. Join me as we cut through the fog that exists at the leading edge of healthcare technology. I'm really pleased today my guest is Dr. Andrew Mellon. He's a Vice President and Chief Medical Information Officer at SureScripts. Dr. Mellon has over 20 years of experience in health information technology, patient quality and safety, consumer health, as well as EHR implementation adoption. He's additionally board certified in internal medicine and worked as a hospitalist in St. Paul, Minnesota for 15 years. Dr. Mellon, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
SureScripts certainly has a large footprint in health information technology. I know that in 2018, 85% of all prescriptions were sent electronically using the SureScripts network. In addition, SureScripts gives providers access to eligibility and formulary information for over 250 million patients. So with that being said, let's start with you, Dr. Mellon. Tell me about your role at SureScripts and what does SureScripts do?
I'm the Chief Medical Information Officer at SureScripts. I view my role having a number of aspects, but I want to talk about three of them. The first and probably the most important is make sure the prescriber's voice is heard and represented in everything we do. Prescribers are obviously critical to delivering care, and we want to make sure we're providing actionable intelligence to them. The second thing is I'm working with our teams to advance our solutions as we embed novel and innovative clinical intelligence capabilities in everything we do, helping make that information in a more consumable, in a more actionable way, in a higher quality way, again, so the prescribers and all the members of the SureScripts network can use the information in the best way possible. And the third is I collaborate across our network alliance, physicians, pharmacists, pharmacy benefit managers, health plans, and others, as well as other industry leaders to continue to advance our mission and purpose to improve healthcare. I've had the opportunity to be behind the scenes and virtually every member of our network. And it's really fascinating to learn and to see the impact we're having. So what do we do? So our purpose is to serve the nation with the single, most trusted and capable health information network, which is built to increase patient safety, lower costs, and ensure quality care. We've been doing this, as you said, for nearly 20 years. And we think about how do we find new ways to present data so it's actionable when prescribers and other caregivers are making important decisions about a patient's care. To build on some of the things you said, we have 1 million prescribers on our network, 314 million patients, and in 2019, we sent over 19 billion clinical transactions and other kinds of transactions to support patient care. So we'd like to think of ourselves as a critical interoperability network that supports many different aspects of healthcare in the United States.
You know, any large organization that's involved with healthcare now seems to be focused on really three main general areas. One is increasing safety, reducing cost, and improving quality. Could you share some anecdotal examples of how SureScripts is working in those areas of increasing safety, reducing costs, and improving quality?
Sure. I want to touch on two different areas. The first one is something we call our Critical Performance Improvement Program. And what we've done here is we've brought together stakeholders, including pharmacies, EHR vendors, health systems, pharmacy technology vendors, all with the common goal to improve prescription accuracy in e-prescribing. Our goal here is by improving that accuracy, we are making sure that the provider's intent, the prescriber's intent is clearly communicated so there's no phone calls, and we also help keep the pharmacists in their workflow so they don't have to spend extra time getting that prescription safely to the patient. And we also are focused on improving the adoption of new tools and technologies, such as things like RxChange, which turn communication models that used to be only available in fax or phone call into electronics. So they, for example, the pharmacist can suggest a different therapeutic alternative or ask for a clarification about a prescription directly into the prescriber's EHR. We just announced 10 different winners from health systems and pharmacy technology vendors and EHR vendors that have demonstrated substantial improvement in this program. And just to give you a sense of the impact it's had, we have a score that tracks many different aspects of things that can improve prescription accuracy. And that's improved 80% since 2016. So I'm really proud of the work. And it's one of those sort of programs that it's not necessarily obvious to prescribers or even pharmacies, but if you reflect back over the years, they realize they're getting less faxes, less phone calls for clarifications. Pharmacists are realizing it's taking less time to move a prescription through and get it safely dispensed to the patient. And it's a better experience for the patient. So it's a great program we have here.
Dr. Millen, as we speak today, we are in the midst of the global COVID pandemic. And this has certainly changed many aspects of how care is delivered in the United States. Has SureScripts played a role in some of these changes? And do you have any thoughts about what will be necessary to support the massive vaccination programs that are coming in the upcoming flu season?
Sure. I think everyone's well aware of how telemedicine has become a critical part of care of the care process with COVID. That was one of the very first things that happened. And SureScripts was supporting that behind the scenes with, again, our e-prescribing, allowing prescribers to prescribe outside of their office and without being face-to-face with the patient, but also with capabilities such as e-prescribing for controlled substances. There have been some rule relaxation to allow that to be done via telemedicine during this COVID. So, you know, again, allows patients who need certain kinds of medicines to continue to get those without having to leave the safety of their home. Sure. As we look ahead, one of the important parts that's going to happen with COVID is the vaccination, as you've talked about. And it's going to be crucial to share information about vaccines between pharmacies who are likely going to be dispensing and giving many of those vaccines back to the caregivers, back to the health systems, back to the primary care providers who are trying to help manage and provide care for their patient populations. So SureScripts has for many years provided an ability for pharmacies to transmit that information as they give a vaccine back to the provider organizations. So we know that many of these vaccines will require two doses. It's going to be important for people to have the ability to track that. And we know it's going to be important to make sure everyone gets that vaccine as quickly and as safely as possible. So we're confident we're going to play an important role in that communication network behind the scenes to make sure everybody is aware of this. The last part that I'd like to talk about too is something called an electronic case report. The electronic case report is a collaborative effort between the Association of the Public Health Laboratories, Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists, and the CDC. And the problem it's trying to solve is this. As positive COVID test reports are resulted, that needs to be communicated to the various public health agencies. Today and in the past, that largely occurred via fax. And if you can imagine the massive number of results that are coming out, each one on a page of a fax overflowing in these public health agencies, and then someone has to manually enter it in. I mean, frankly, that's what's happening. But in some places, in some states, we're seeing a move towards this electronic case report where that same information is communicated electronically from the electronic health record to the various public health agencies. It's a huge time saver. It decreases the time from result to when it's reported publicly. And we think it's making a big difference.
You know, one of the things you just mentioned was the vaccinations for COVID and pharmacists. So do you believe this pandemic has led to an increased scope of practice for pharmacists now and going forward?
I do. I mean, pharmacists play a critical role and providing care for the patients. And it, I think as both when the vaccine comes out, where pharmacists will play a key role in immunizing patients, but also even just in their role that they expand as part of the care team, I think we're continuing to see a shift in a growth in a good way, where the pharmacists need more ways to communicate with the physician. They need more ways to share information. And we're supporting that. We're supporting that through a number of different programs and communications that move information between those pharmacy information systems back and forth to the electronic health record.
You know, there's so many rapid changes in the way patients are treated today, whether it's new technologies, new medications, or new care models, or even new regulatory compliance measures, such as the coming deadline for the requirement for the electronic prescribing of controlled substances. And so what is SureScripts doing to provide innovations to support these rapid changes we're starting to experience?
I think one of the biggest rapid changes that I see as a physician is the growth of specialty medications. I think about over the past few years, the past decade, how these drugs are growing tremendously. These are the kinds of medications that are game-changing. They cure hepatitis C. They provide treatment for patients with severe immunologic illnesses or cancers in ways that we never had the ability to do before and are really effective. But along with those new medications come a whole new way to manage those medications. You can't simply write a prescription and send it off to the local pharmacy. It just doesn't work. Those pharmacies don't stock and manage those medications. And those medications are very expensive. They are about 2% of the total prescriptions, but they represent about 40%+ of the total healthcare spend on medications, on prescriptions. So one of the keys with the specialty medications is finding ways to share not just a prescription, but detailed clinical information between the provider and those specialty pharmacies. Those specialty pharmacies need much more than the prescription, much more than the retail pharmacy, to safely dispense that medication and to help support that patient on their ongoing care. So one of our innovations is a new approach to basically allow that pharmacy to receive and obtain that key clinical information from the prescriber's EHR as soon as that prescription is received. We're seeing that reduce the time to the amount of time it takes for that patient to get the medication, because it eliminates a lot of phone calls. And we're seeing a decrease back and forth, things that take additional time from the prescriber's practice and the prescriber to get that patient started on the medication. So that information fluidity between that EHR, the prescriber, and the pharmacy, that specialty pharmacy, is really essential to getting that patient on that medication as fast as possible. I think one other innovation I'd like to talk about too is supporting what we're seeing around patient centricity. Patients are becoming more engaged in their care. They're becoming, more involved in making decisions. They're taking on more risk for themselves, more focus on managing their own costs and their own care. So over the past few years, we've rolled out something called real-time prescription benefits. And that went from virtually nothing to over 300,000 prescribers having access to that in the past August. And what it does is, as a prescriber is writing a medication, they are able to see in real time in their workflow, just as part of the work they're doing, the cost that that patient is going to pay at the pharmacy. And more importantly, potential alternatives that are lower cost for the patient, or maybe avoid a prior authorization process for that prescriber, something that's extremely time consuming. So we're seeing great results in terms of satisfaction from prescribers. They talk about how it decreases the phone calls back from the pharmacy. It decreases calls back from frustrated patients who can't afford their medications. And it increases the satisfaction in the exam room, because they're showing the screen. They're showing the patients these choices and alternatives and engaging in a shared decision-making process to choose not only optimum clinical therapy, but the one that best meets the patient's economic needs. And in terms of outcomes, we're seeing, for example, an average of $53 in savings when those prescribers make a switch for drug classes such as blood glucose lowering agents that don't include insulin. So these are real dollar savings for the patients, and it's a win for the patient, it's a win for the prescriber, and it's a win for the pharmacy. So that's, I think, one of the most exciting innovations I've seen roll out in healthcare, really, in my career.
There's a topic we haven't touched on yet, Dr. Mellon, that I'd like to get your thoughts on. We hear more and more about frustrations and burnout by providers and their office staff. A lot of reasons for that. We have increased access to healthcare. We have an aging population. We have a pretty high expectation of patients for healthcare that's delivered to them. And what are some of the newer technologies that providers can use to reduce their administrative burden and hopefully give some relief to the burnout and frustrations that, staff has?
Yeah, it is hard to be a physician today, and that staff, and that prescriber, that physician has more and more burdens on them outside of patient care. And all these burdens are put in place, whether it's to help control costs, to help improve quality. They're all there with good intentions, but they take additional work. One of those areas that I think we hear a lot about and I hear a lot about is prior authorization. It is something that's there, again, to help make sure that patient is getting an appropriate therapy and helping to control costs and manage the overall spend in American healthcare. It does take time to fill that out, and especially takes time when it's done in a disjointed, fact-based, or even outside the EHR fashion. And, you know, the surveys tell us that, you know, 91% of providers, this was an AMA survey last year, 91% of providers report care delays due to these prior authorizations. So prior authorizations are not going away, although I will say a number of the payers have decreased and relooked at some of the prior authorization processes during the time of COVID, but they're still there and they're still going to be there for a long time. So we try to think about how do we make that process better? So what we've been able to do in working with our EHR partners is connect those EHRs to the pharmacy benefit managers who are managing these prior authorizations. So as soon as that prescriber has written the medication, that prior authorization question and request flows into the EHR. As much of it around that patient's demographic and background information is filled out automatically because it is, again, is in the context of the EHR. The rest of the questions are answered in the workflow of the provider or more likely their office staff. And it gets approved very quickly. Over 60% of the prior authorizations are approved in less than a minute. So in the old world and the way it used to be done, the prescriptions received by the pharmacy, they try to run it through. It needs a prior authorization. They send a fax or some other message to the prescriber. Sometime the prescriber gets to it. You know, meanwhile, the patient's probably showed up at the pharmacy and is frustrated because that prescription wasn't ready because the prior auth wasn't there. And just many delays in the process and inefficiencies. So with electronic prior authorization, the workflow changes. As soon as the prescriber writes it, that prior authorization is triggered. Often, you know, even before the patient leaves the office, someone is working that prior authorization, filling out the information, and ideally it gets approved, you know, within that minute. And that patient shows up at the pharmacy that day and it's ready for them to go. So trying to change that frustration, eliminate a lot of the administrative overhead that's associated with the prior authorizations.
I'd like to switch to a different area here, the entire issue of interoperability of healthcare data. I know you were a hospitalist in the past, and that can be such a challenging setting to gather all of a patient's clinical information. Are there better ways now for providers to be able to have access to a patient's clinical history as they move between care settings?
Yeah. So as a hospitalist, I work on weekends and nights. So when I got there, I would get patients from across the state of Minnesota where I work. And often they arrived with no information. It was really challenging. So what did I do? Well, I would try to request information, but it never came in a timely manner. And you just make the best decisions that you have. And when that record did show up, maybe hours or likely day or so later, you go back and make sure your decisions were right and adjust your care as necessary. It wasn't ideal, but it was the best we had. Now, with a lot of advances in interoperability, that situation has really changed. As a hospitalist, what happens now in many health systems is that patient comes in, they go into the EHR, and working through SureScripts and our partnership with Care Equality, we are looking for patient records across the country. We will look and try to identify, encounters that they've had with prescribers, providers, other health systems, other hospitals, anywhere in the country. And then through some of the interoperability programs that are built into electronic health records, that information can be retrieved, reconciled, and incorporated into the chart. It's really a game changer, and it changes those situations so that patient is not in the, more importantly, the hospitalist or the physician is not starting from ground zero, but has a much more complete version of that patient history. So again, it's this concept of using some of these key interoperability frameworks like Care Equality that are built into the EHRs in conjunction with the record locator service that we help provide to find and retrieve information about that patient across the country. It makes a big difference.
Well, I appreciate your comments on that. You come from a hopeful place, and we certainly need that. I always like to ask individuals, subject matter experts such as yourself, to look in the crystal ball. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We're in the middle of a transitional political environment. Where do you see the industry headed in 2021?
Sure. In 2021, I see three big things that I'm focused on here at SureScripts and in healthcare. The first is the continued expansion of interoperability through FHIR and the USCDI. I'm so excited to see the work that the electronic health records are doing to open up their systems in a standardized way. And we are working to take advantage of that to help share that information across our network in a uniform manner, in a way that makes it easy and supports this network vision to allow the consumers of that information to do it in the easiest way possible. So I'm thrilled to see the work being done there. And I think 2021 is going to be a big year for that openness. The second thing, with the COVID crisis is, obviously I think we'll see some changes in how it's managed across the country. But more importantly, as a vaccine is available and distributed, that information sharing is going to become even more crucial. And so, the expansion of electronic case reports, making sure when vaccines are administered, that information is shared with all the people trying to care for an individual person is going to be essential. And, we are going to be working hard to help support that effort. I think the third thing is we are going to sort of settle into a new normal. I heard someone say their four-year plan for telehealth got accelerated to 4 weeks with COVID. And it's not going to go away. I think consumers are enjoying and appreciating the benefits of some of these accelerated changes. The office visit is back. I know I personally see my provider in their office for things that can't be handled over telehealth. But I've also done things via telemedicine and greatly appreciated that convenience. So I think we're going to see this new normal where we've all been forced to learn new ways to communicate and collaborate as an industry. We've learned new ways to succeed in providing patient care. And so it's not going to go back to the old ways, but I think it's going to be the best of both worlds.
Well, I appreciate those comments. And that's actually a good place to end up this discussion. To our audience, thanks for joining us on this episode of the Take Chronicles. I offer a special salute to my guest today, Dr. Andrew Mellon of SureScripts. Dr. Mellon, thanks for coming aboard today.
Thank you again.
You can find much more information about SureScripts at their website, surescripts.com. I'd like to add that you can find some great informational articles there that I recently read that were written by Dr. Mellon and his colleagues. And finally, you can find more information on this show's program page at healthcarenowradio.com. Until we meet again, here's wishing you smooth sailing and safe harbors.
Tate Chronicles transmission ending now.